U.S. President Barack Obama and the Pentagon are under fire at home for holding secret talks with the Taliban and the release of 5 Guantanamo prisoners. A number of Republicans have accused the Obama administration of violating U.S. law. The administration should have given Congress a 30-day notice before releasing the senior Taliban members. Senator John McCain has said the freed detainees were, quote, hardened terrorists with the blood of Americans on their hands. The prisoners were freed under a deal mediated by Qatar in return for the release of U.S. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. The American service member has been held by the militants since 2009.
U.S. President Barack Obama's announcement of a deal with the Taliban, which led to the release of an American soldier held in Afghanistan for 5 years, has opened up a whole new can of worms in the bilateral relations between Kabul and Washington. The Afghan Foreign Ministry reacted angrily to the announcement, saying that it's never been informed by Washington about such a deal. The swap deal, which was brokered by Qatar, paved the way for the release of U.S. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. 5 top Taliban militants who had been kept in the notorious U.S. Guantanamo prison were also freed as part of the deal. Now, Taliban leader Mullah Omar has hailed the release of the prisoners as a big victory. On Sunday, the 5 militants were sent to Qatar, where they're barred from leaving the country for 1 year. Afghan officials say under international law, no government can hand over country citizens to a third country. They called on Qatari officials to release the Afghan nationals. But U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel ignored all such protests by Kabul, saying that the deal would lead to a new breakthrough with the Taliban.
As you know, we had engaged with the Taliban up until 2012. They broke off those negotiations. We've had no formal relationship since then. So maybe this will be a new opening that can produce an agreement.
Washington and its Western allies invaded Afghanistan in 2001. They blamed the Taliban, who were ruling the country at the time, for planning and carrying out the 9/11 attacks. Now many believe the U.S. policy of seeking negotiations with the Taliban clearly shows that Washington's military operations in Afghanistan has failed.
They have not won the war. They're nowhere close to winning the war. They're pulling in most of their troops out. If they hope to retain anything, which they do, they want to keep bases in the country. They want to really maintain at least something that comes out of the war. They have to negotiate because they cannot win militarily, and that's been clear for a very long time.
The U.S.-led military offensive, which left a trail of death and destruction behind, has also raised tensions with Afghanistan to unprecedented levels. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has time and again censured the U.S. military for causing civilian casualties in his country. This, as Washington has also been criticized for countless reports of torture and rights violations at the notorious Guantanamo prison camp. Back in 2009, the U.S. president signed an order to close the prison within a year, but he has yet to deliver on his promise. Over the past few years, the U.S. has failed to make good on its planned deadline for troops withdrawal from Afghanistan, extending the pullout date on several occasions. On May 27th, Obama set 2016 as the new deadline, but only time will tell if he keeps his promise.
For more on that story, we're joined by former U.S. Senator Mr. Mike Gravel, joining us from San Francisco. Sir, welcome to the program. Please give us your thoughts on the nature of the Qatari-mediated deal and also about the criticism that the White House is facing for violating U.S. law by going ahead with the deal.
Well, first off, I'm very happy that the sergeant has been returned to his family. Secondly, I'm also happy that some of the Guantanamo prisoners have been released, since it's a stain on our national character that we are holding people there without trial, without evidence, interminably. So those are all pluses. It's also somewhat embarrassing that, and memories are short, because for the last 2 years, the United States has been discouraging Hamid Karzai from negotiating with the Taliban. And of course, we now do it surreptitiously behind his back. What really is shown is the ridiculous posture that the United States has in being in Afghanistan, and the ridiculousness of wanting to keep 10,000 to 5,000 troops there for God knows how long. We have not won any war. There's no war to be won in Afghanistan. If once we leave, the Taliban will be able to reestablish themselves. And we must remember that after 9/11, there was a call by the Taliban saying that they would be happy to turn over Osama bin Laden if we would put forth the evidence that he was guilty for the 9/11 tragedy in New York. And of course, nothing came of that. So it's going to be a mishmash. It's going to be a ridiculous situation. There'll be inconsistencies, as we see today, with the American position. And of course, you've got to recognize that the pressure that Obama is getting is from the Republican crazies, who are really warmongers, starting with McCain. These people, so we have two groups. We have the Obama administration, which is imperialistic, and we have the Republican crazies in the Congress, who are warmongerings of the first order.
Well, let's talk more about the issue of Guantanamo. Another question that comes to my mind is the state of the inmates at Guantanamo. If the prisoners, in John McCain's word, as dangerous as these ones that have been released and transferred, well, then why can't the other detainees be transferred and released as well? Are other ulterior motives in mind for the Gitmo detainees?
Your point is well taken. And what it clearly shows is that McCain doesn't know what he's talking about. He's assuming that these people have been put on trial, and we know for a fact of their criminal past. But we don't know that. This is all secret. And we've learned from experience that we can't trust the government in telling us the truth when there's a wall of secrecy. So I think McCain is here typical of his reaction, and of course it's an opportunity in a partisan way to attack Obama.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Former U.S. Senator Mr. Mike Gravel joining us from San Francisco.